relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
The goal of the program is to produce good citizens, people that are going to be in our communities. We know that, at least here in Alaska, 95% of everyone incarcerated today will eventually be released, and they're coming back to our communities. They'll be our neighbors. They'll be our coworkers. So the question is, what do we want to do to see people come back into our communities with a pro-social attitude, ready to be a part of the community and be a productive part?
That is Todd Stafford, program manager for the Prison Fellowship Academy at Goose Creek Correctional Facility in Wasilla, Alaska, an amazing program that helps those individuals actually rebuild themselves and their families and their lives when they leave prison. Find out more. Please support this amazing initiative, the Prison Fellowship Academy. Go to sebgorka.com and click on the Prison Fellowship banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. It's the sebgorka.com website and the Prison Fellowship Academy. And if you haven't done so already, guys, you've got to watch 2,000 Mules. Yes, guys, it is record-breaking. The most successful and I think influential documentary of the last decade. I have a financial stake in it. It's so important. I'm not just in it. It is the proof that they stole the last election. Over 1 million downloads, over 100 million DVD, over 100,000 DVDs already mailed out. It is in 413 theaters as of this weekend. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Oh my gosh, how many guests is that? This is, I think, the fourth guest of the day. He is a trooper par excellence when it comes to fighting the deep state. He is former chief of staff at the Pentagon, former investigator for the Intelligence Committee of the House. Kash Patel, welcome back to America First.
Seb, thanks so much. The studio is looking better and better and better. Love it.
Thank you kindly. We got to talk about this new, very different initiative that you have become involved with, a new publication. But first, because we've been discussing it already with Margot Cleveland, John Solomon today, the Sussman trial continues. And it seems very strange that your former colleagues, you're also a former DOJ prosecutor, your former colleagues taking the stand, being asked very important questions by this independent counsel, they're not being very talkative or helpful for John Durham. Why is that, Kash Patel?
It's amazing. Some of these people, and actually all of them I worked with at the Department of Justice, I know them personally from my time as a national security prosecutor. These are some of the most intellectually smart, advanced people I've ever met. And all of a sudden, there's, I don't know, I can't remember. I'm not really too sure about that. You know, this is what happens when you politicize the national security apparatus. These people who are supposed to take their oaths of office seriously, especially when called upon to testify in a federal prosecution, should not be allowed to get away with this nonsense. But to me, it just shows the jury and the world that they were all in on it. They don't want to get in any trouble. They're being forced to testify, so they're just going to go up there and do their song and dance and get out of the way. But it doesn't look good in front of a jury. I've tried 60 cases in front of juries, and when you do something like that, it does not bode well for the defense.
Yeah, when you're very tight-lipped and you're a former government official of senior rank and you don't want to help a government prosecutor, it's not a good look. It's not a good look, Baker. It's not a good look, Bill Priestap. There is something you are clearly hiding. You are now under Twitter. I've looked for your name. I can't find you, but I've got Cash's Corner. That is your new column, your new contribution to Epoch Times. Follow Cash's Corner on Twitter. You're also on Truth Social at what? At Cash?
Yeah, I'm only on Truth Social. The other accounts are not me. That's my show's account over right there. But I'm at Cash on Truth Social. and Cash's Corner on Epoch Times.
Love it. And also
Truth Social's on fire.
And also, my account is nuts. My Truth Social account, it's like great. I can't keep up. Every day, it's another 1,000, another 2,000 followers. It's just growing like crazy. Guys, you've got to have a Truth Social account. It's also fightwithcash.com. But you've got another venture. Tell us about your latest venture, Ms. Patel, Mr. Patel.
Well, Seb, I thought after running the Russiagate investigation for Chairman Nunes, why should that story belong to only adults? Why shouldn't the biggest criminal enterprise ever perpetuated in modern American history be taught to our youth? Why shouldn't they know about the importance of the truth? So we wrote the first and only Russiagate children's book. It's called The Plot Against the King, and you can get it at theplotagainstheking.com. Why not have the story about the MAGA king who took on Hillary Clinton and Keeper Comey and guys like Devin Nunes, who took out a shifty knight, and a wizard named Cash, who go on a quest for the truth. The illustrations are brilliant. The story is fun. Adults who don't know Russiagate can talk about it and teach their children the importance of the truth and serving in government with honor and distinction, not like some of those folks, because they're going to be our bench in the future, and they need to know what happened today. And Americans need to educate themselves on, we can't listen to the media, or as we call them, the heralds in The Plot Against the King. You have to go out and find the truth. So it's a fun read. Everybody's going to have a blast. Get your copy of theplotagainstheking.com today.
Okay, so I want to know why my publisher, I've written three books already, why my publisher didn't say I could have a fantasy storybook in which I am the wizard. You made yourself the wizard, am I right?
Well, that was the brilliant team at Brave Books. I was like, I don't know that anyone's going to buy this one, but they were like, nope, that's what we're going with. They write children's books. So the guys at Brave Books and my publishers, Erica over at Knight Agency, crushed it on that one. I didn't think it was going to take, Seb.
All right, we need to put that book cover up. Put it back on the screen. Okay, it's not The Plot Against the President. That's an amazing movie starring Cash Patel by our friend Amanda Milius, who's swanning it up on the French Riviera as we speak at the Cannes. No, she is. I was texting her today. She's at the Cannes Film Festival. Some people have all the luck. Right, put it back. I want to see that cover. It's such a cool cover. I want to see. There he is. Look, there's Cash. He's got a Gandalfian staff as well, a nice pointy wizard's hat, and there is The Plot Again. I got to know, when on earth did you do this? Because did you have some really cool intel that you can drop it now, Eric, that the old senile guy in the White House, after 6 months and millions of dollars, was going to come up with ultra MAGA as the worst insult in history, and then talk, use this phrase, the king of MAGA, for President Trump? Did you guys know? Did you plant that? Did you, like, MK Ultra mind control? I need to know.
It was a Russian disinformation ban against the Dems. And now it's our
Facebook
turn.
Ads. Facebook ads.
It cost us $12.
That's fabulous. What a great idea. But seriously, on the look, you've been fighting in the real world, in the courtrooms, in Congress, the DOD. But this is how we win the long war, isn't it? It's by, inserting the truth back into culture.
100%. It's not just culture. Yes, it's our kids. That's why we wrote The Plot Against the King. But it's correcting and destroying the fake news media.
Bingo.
They have to be called out for their lies on Russiagate, on Ukraine impeachment fiasco, on Afghanistan, on everything that they said about Donald Trump that was fake, and they knew it was fake, and they have to be called out on it. It's nice to have the mainstream media outlets slowly starting to come around on Russiagate now that Robbie Mukin has forced their hand with his brilliant testimony, basically, where he says Hillary Clinton was orchestrating, authorized, paid for, and knew about the entire Russiagate hoax. I mean, it can't get more damning than that if your number two officer, lieutenant, takes you out.
But I think it will. It's The Plot Against the King.com. A nice compendium, matching compendium to The Plot Against the President movie. It's fightwithcash.com. It's Cash with a K on Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. Have you registered for our Stand With Israel tour? Join us for the trip of a lifetime with the director of 2,000 Mules. Yes, Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife, Debbie. We are going to the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth 10 days later this year. I'm not vaccinated and I'm going, so what's your excuse? You don't have one. Register today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com. We have a special guest. I think I teased him up already. He is my town hall colleague, senior writer, author, most recently of a very subtly designed book with a fascinating cover that comes straight out of the Da Vinci School of Art. It's We Will Be Back! It's Kurt Schlichter from townhall.com. Colonel K, welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Gorka, on a kind of sad day, and frankly, an infuriating day.
Yeah, it is infuriating. I'm glad you reminded me what I saw about an hour ago occur at the very first official press conference with the governor of Texas, with the head of public safety, with the lieutenant governor, with the superintendent of schools, where they were giving the world the latest information on this horrific tragedy and what happened in the middle of this somber event. Somebody called Beto O'Rourke thought he could profit from it.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
The next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, you need to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable when you...
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue. It's on assholes like you. Why don't you get out of here?
So I'm not going to be a radio host right now, Kurt. I'm not going to be a former White House official. I'm just going to ask a very human question. What kind of person does that, Kurt?
You know, Beto used to be kind of a comic figure. He was a furry. He was kind of dumb. Him and his skateboard. It was kind of a joke. But, you know, that's downright evil. To take an event like that, to try and turn it and make it all about you. I mean, look. Greg Abbott is going to flush him down the Texas toilet in the election. He knew that. Beto doesn't care about anybody else. Beto cares about Beto. It's not about the children. It's about getting the spotlight. And of course, the liberal blue checks are slapping their fins about it, as you might expect, because they're as morally illiterate as that halfwit is. I've rarely seen something so disgusted, and it is a tribute to the professionalism of those law enforcement officers in a different but equally demonstrable way as yesterday that they handled him and got him out of there with that kind of professionalism. I want to hail the police officer who charged in at considerable risk. Some of his people had been shot and eliminated the terrorist.
Yeah,
we need to stop tiptoeing around this stuff. Terrorists ought to be killed where they stand. Empty the magazine into them. Scan for other targets. No games. No slack. If you're going to threaten kids, you're going to die. And once we establish that, a lot fewer of these freaks will do it. Now, some of them won't stop because they want to die. They're already mentally disturbed, and there's a lot of stuff out there in the air about what this particular person, whose name I will never speak and whose name should be never spoken except when the coroner closes the case on him. It's just the whole thing's infuriated. But I do know the solution is not to disarm the rest of the American people who did not hurt anybody, right, and never would.
Right. That's the key point, that one psychotic mass murderer is not the justification to disarm millions of law-abiding Americans. Let me ask a very simple question, Kurt. Please follow this man, Kurt Schlichter, on Twitter. Are there political ramifications? We don't want to politicize these things because there are bodies in the morgue, there are children, there are adults in the ICU. But will there be? I'm just curious, as a human, will there be political consequences for somebody who was on the cover of Vanity Fair, who was feted by the left as their presidential potential nominee, for doing what he did after this tragedy?
No, they'll celebrate it. And that's further proof of, again, their moral literacy. Now, this is interesting, Dr. Gorka. These are people who tell us we need to take your weapon because you don't need your weapons. You don't need to be armed. You don't need to defend yourself. I mean, we want to defund the police, but we also want to disarm you. We don't want to prosecute criminals unless it's otherwise law-abiding citizens who break, gun bans. No. This guy comes out here and just bulldozes through all the norms, right? And at the same time, he says, give up your guns. You have nothing to fear because we'll observe the norms.
Right.
No. As a wise person recently said, we're not having a conversation about guns. That conversation's been had. Your side lost. We're keeping them, and there's nothing you can do about it. And furthermore, I'm happy to see that the Republican Party, at least, even the squishes, at least so far, have not started backing down on the Second Amendment, allowing the left to use this a fake moral leverage against them. They're standing up, and they're devastated, they're sad, but they understand that the way to address the problem of psychotic teenagers is not to make us less able to defend ourselves.
And do you think they're going to hold that line, Colonel Kay?
I do. And some of them will hold it because they've learned the lesson. I think a lot of us have learned the lesson. As soon as we saw this, you didn't see a lot of people doing a lot of soul searching because we searched our souls and we found that we're clean. We're doing the right thing, protecting ourselves, our families, our communities, and our constitutions with firearms. That is the right thing to do. That is a moral imperative. And in fact, if you are not armed and incapable of performing this basic duty as an American citizen, I've got questions. I think you should. Maybe you have a reason. But I think the standard should be an American should be armed and ready to protect himself, his family, his community, and his constitution. I was there in the Los Angeles riots, Dr. Gorka. I was there in South Central. I saw it. With my eyes, I know what chaos looked like. I've been in the middle of it, and I will never, ever be a serf. I will never be a subject. I will be armed because citizens are armed. That's what makes a citizen. Citizens have the ultimate veto against crime and tyranny.
I knew he was gonna bring it. It's what he's been doing on Twitter for the last 24 hours. Stay with us for more from Colonel K. here on America First.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's
President.
Your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Mr. President. And don't forget, tomorrow, knock on wood, President Trump will be with us here on America First. You do not want to miss it. In the meantime, have you graduated? Have you gone from deplorable to ultra MAGA? It is the hottest item at our store. It is the president looking like a superhero with the phrase Ultra MAGA USA November 2024. Get yours today, made in America. All the gear at the America First store is made in America. Don't buy any Chinese tat. Tell the world who you are and that you're Ultra MAGA. All the Let's Go Brandon gear, my books, the mugs, the t-shirts, you name it, SebGorkaStore.com. Treat yourself. treat a loved one. Annoy your liberal neighbor. SebGorkaStore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, SebGorkaStore.com. I think we need to send some of those Let's Go Brandon Yard signs to our special guest, Kurt Schlichter. Kurt, of course, I forgot to mention his other line of publications. It is the Kelly Turnbull Superb Series. The latest is The Split. Get yours today and pre-order his book, We'll Be Back. Kurt, I need a kind of sanity check. It might be hard for you to do this for me because I think we're, you know, cut from a similar cloth. You're very, you before the shooting, you've been incredibly outspoken on social media. You got to follow this guy on Twitter about the Second Amendment. You know, every day I see you say, write, buy a gun, buy more ammunition. We never give it up. If they want a civil war, we know which side is going to win. Are we indicative of most red-blooded Americans? If you look at COVID and how we just genuflected at the altar of this little fascist Fauci and shut down our businesses and put on masks and got booster shots, do you trust that enough people think like Colonel K and Dr. G?
I think more do now than used to. I think the total failure of the expert class of the institutions during COVID taught a lot of people that at the end of the day, you have to be able to take care of yourself. And I am a big proponent of active citizenship. I, as you know from my book, We'll Be Back, A Fall and Rise of America, I have a whole chapter on why you should own a gun, why it is so vital that the American citizenry, as a rule, own weapons. And it's not, yeah, you know, it's not to be all your tactical cool gear and you're all Dirty Harry and stuff. It's to be able to perform key functions when things fall apart, where there are criminals, where there are tyrants. Now, are guns the answer to every imposition and oppression and tyranny? Of course not. There are many, many ways to deal with those things, including the courts, the ballot box, peaceful protest. And we've done those almost exclusively through our history. But our history also tells us that at the very beginning of our country, we had a revolution. I mean, we British soldiers came to take our guns and we shot them. There are a few times in American history that the American people have had to take up guns. Very few. And that's good. This is not, look, we don't want conflict. We want the paradigm of the Constitution to be fulfilled.
But you're absolutely right, and you're putting down that, you know, that boilerplate you have to put down. But let's be clear here. There would be no dictatorship in Germany, in Venezuela, in the Soviet Union, if there had been a constitutionally enshrined Second Amendment with more than 50% of the population armed. That's just a statement of fact, Kurt, correct?
Yes. And look, again, you know, you have these leftists that, oh, you guys just want to shoot people, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to shoot anybody. I managed to go through two deployments not shooting anybody. I'm pretty happy about that. But on the other hand, I retain the veto, as all citizens do, over tyranny.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, if things get bad enough and the means of addressing them are eliminated, if we are silenced and unable to speak, if we don't have access to fair courts, if we are being oppressed, if they come and grab my Orthodox Jewish neighbor to haul him away, that's when I lock and load.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's not some frivolous thing that you want to do. It is not some first step. It is a last step, and it is so far away. In some ways, it's almost not worth talking about, except that we need to maintain the ability to do it. Because as we've seen, Dr. Gorka, things can get worse. They can get much, much worse.
And you've been there in uniform in the LA riots on the streets of the Balkans during the collapse of that nation as well. And I love the way you expressed it. It is not the first resort. It is the ultimate veto. Follow this man at Kurt Schlichter. The new book, pre-order it now, is We'll Be Back, as well as the whole Kelly Turnbull series. Keep doing what you do, Colonel K. Dear friend, what is the most valuable thing you own? It is, of course, your home. You have to stop title fraud. How do you do that? There's multiple reasons how it can happen. A cyber criminal can sneak their way onto your title, remove your name, and take out loan after loan in your name, and you get left holding the bag. Number two, you don't know necessarily that you've been a victim of home title fraud, because there's no agency that tells you if somebody's taken control of your title. Nobody knows more about helping you and protecting your property than Home Title Lock, America's trusted leader. Go right now to HomeTitleLock.com, read the testimonials from retired FBI agents and others, plug your address in, see if you've already been a victim, and if you've not, you've got to use my name to get the special deal to protect your home for free for 30 days. TitleLock.com, promo code GORKA.
With more journalism in his little finger than CNN has on its entire network, Sebastian Gorka.
The voice, Dave. Excellent liners. But he is in danger now, because there's somebody who's dropped at least half an octave. We are delighted to have her with us today. I don't know if she's been gargling with a mixture of single malt whiskey and gravel with a few large cigars to go along, but I do like it. Jennifer Horn, welcome back to America First.
No pressure there. Hi, Dr. G. Sorry about that. I was usually with you on Wednesdays, and I have had no voice for like 48 hours. So it's coming back. I feel like it's getting there. But yes, I am a little more sultry today.
I love it. I love it. I love it. She is the co-host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer. Also, crntalk.com. Follow her right now on Twitter at, you guessed it, Jennifer Horn. Are you on Truth Social, my dear?
Yeah, would you give me a follow? I just started, actually.
I followed follow 5,000 people on Twitter. I've been a little bit slow on Truth, but I'm going to go, as we are on air live, I'm going to go into Truth.
Because I'm brand new.
What is your name on the Truth?
Jennifer Horn.
All right.
Easy peasy. Guys,
a lot of people, I don't know why, a lot of MAGA people, given that this is made for MAGA by Mr. MAGA, President Trump. There we go. I am following you right now. A lot of people have pseudonyms or don't use their real names on Truth Social. Guys, come on, get serious. If President Trump, who will be on the show, by the way, did I tell you he'll be on the show, by the way? If he
excited.
Can go on there, if Devin Nunes, who was on the show yesterday as the pre warm-up, can use his own name, then so can you. But join, something is happening on social. I am getting about between 2,000 and 3,000 followers a day now on social. So I'm going to ask President Trump what magic sauce he's using behind the scenes. He's the real Wizard of Oz. So excited to have a new platform. Okay, let's stop having fun. Let's get serious. I did a monologue at the start of the show on the real problem. I you know, it kind of was triggered by doing British TV earlier today, and they said, are you guys all mad in America that you have all these guns and you kill people? And I said, it's not about the guns. Tell me, dear host of the British TV show, what's knife crime like in London, okay? Get back to me when you have those stats. Mm-hmm. And it is shocking. And here's, I want your response to my analysis. Nobody should be surprised, because these aren't terrorists. If you read the manifesto from Buffalo, if you see this person's Facebook postings, these aren't terrorists. There's no cogent political ideology here. There's just evil, and there's wanton destruction. Why is anybody surprised? Because we have one half of the political spectrum that for nigh on 100 years has been in a full frontal assault on three things. On faith, religion, organized religion that has an answer that gives meaning to human beings of all skin color, of all ages, of all socioeconomic backgrounds. There's been a full court assault, a full court press against the family to such an extent that this vaunted social justice organ, Black Lives Matter, actually puts it on its website as wanting to dismantle the nuclear family. And then last of all, the one that I'm really agitated about, and I think is going to be the topic of my next book, Jen,
is this utter assault on masculinity and manhood.
Absolutely.
That, you know, men are bad, masculinity is toxic. This guy who killed the children in Uvalde apparently wore eyeliner and got into fights because he wore eyeliner. If we do those three things, assault faith, the family, and manhood for nigh on a century, this is going to keep on going.
Oh, absolutely. This problem is so cultural. It is not about guns. It is not about weapons. It's not about video games. This is about the culture that we have created, really the left has created in this country. And it's funny, I had this conversation. I just spoke with Steve Hilton from Fox News earlier today about this. I know you and I have talked about the problem that I've identified as the problem with men in this country. We talked about this a couple of years ago. It comes up every time. These shooters are all the same. They are young men with a blank stare in their face. And you hit the nail on the head. We have created a culture that has made God absent. We are not allowing people to explore their faith. We ridicule people who do. We have created a culture that has raised strong women, and now not even that, but you have to be, what do they call it now, intersectional. You have to check multiple boxes to be accepted or lifted up in society. Being a man is incredibly difficult at this point. We are not doing a good job raising young men, and part of that is because of the destruction of the family structure as well. We've got people who are not being raised in loving homes. We don't know. And I hope, I am so glad that people are spending time talking about the victims of this shooting because they deserve to be highlighted. I think far too often we don't talk about the victims. But I think we need to talk more about the shooter. We need to talk about what this guy's circumstances are. As a society, Seb, and this drives me nuts, we are normalizing everything. Every weird behavior out there, God forbid you say anything. Everybody just stays in their own lane and doesn't point anything out. This kid was knifing and making carve marks into his face. That is not normal. Wearing eyeliner as a boy, not normal. These are things that could be pointed out. And instead of looking at that as hateful, I look at that as love. That means that you're taking the time and the concern and the care to check in and say, what is going on that is making you act or behave in this way? Present yourself to the world in this way.
I'm so glad you mentioned one topic there that I kind of surprised. Even very good friends of mine that have national shows have kind of fallen into this trap, more than one of them in the last 48 hours. And that's this, well, you know, he liked Call of Duty and the computer game thing. So my son, you know, he is very, very self-disciplined. And if you're a D1 rower, you have to be because you're out on the water at whatever, 5 a.m. But he was massively into computer games, so much so that he would build his own gaming PCs by himself. I have no... And by the way, he knows... He's a better shot than his dad, which makes me, you know, happy and sad at the same time. Very good at guns, built his own AR at the age of 15. My son will never do what happened yesterday. So talk to me about this kind of false flag, this red herring of, oh, well, it's the kids sitting at home on computer games. No, computer games isn't culture. It is much, much deeper than kids who like computer games, Jen.
I mean, it's a little bit of a double-edged sword for me. The give me answer is that how many kids play violent video games? How many people are there that are responsible gun owners in this country? That does not draw those people who are faithful, who are responsible. That's not drawing them into a mass shooting, right? So I think there is so much more than that. Yes, I think to some point, if you are going down the wrong path, maybe a video game desensitizes you to violence. But that's not the fault of the video game. That's still the fault of the society that we've created that has allowed people to become desensitized because there isn't faith, because there isn't family. I mean, I'm not trying to pull the heartstrings on this guy who opens fire and kills all these beautiful babies, but did he have any love? What was his surroundings like in his home? Like, let's figure out what went wrong there and what we can do better as a culture to make sure that our kids are not going down the same path again.
I just have to make this statement because it's so important to make. As a child, I lived in the UK, child of immigrants, surrounded by other immigrants. I did Polish scouts because my last name was Polish and they let me in the scouting association. Every summer we went away to camp. We were always fighting the Niemcy. We were fighting the Nazis in the forests of Wales. We played soldiers because for Poles, that's what you did. You killed the German Nazi occupiers. None of the guys I hung out with who pretended to kill Nazis every summer for years did what they did yesterday in Uvalde, in Buffalo, or elsewhere. Yeah, guns were prevalent. Governor Abbott said guns have been prevalent with children for 60, 70 years in Texas. We haven't had this until recently. So the point here is we've got to focus on what matters. I have to get your response. Last 2 minutes before we break for the next segment. To have Obama yesterday tweet out that as we grieve for the children of Uvalde, I want to remember George Floyd on the anniversary of his death. Is the left utterly tone deaf, Jen?
I mean, are they going to classes for this? Because between Obama and Beto O'Rourke yesterday, yeah. I mean, I'm disgusted. This drives all headlines. I'm sorry. I know it's not convenient to talk about children and you know, takes away from whatever headlines you want to put out there. But my goodness, we have to figure out how our culture has left us behind. We have a culture problem in this country, and it's being perpetuated by the Beto O'Rourkes of the world and by the Barack Obamas of the world who are helping lead people in the wrong direction. And you know, again, George Floyd, his death was sad. We learned a lot. He shouldn't have died. I believe that the police officer is in jail for the right reasons. George Floyd was not an innocent 10-year-old sitting in a classroom.
Yeah, bingo. Follow her right now on Truth Social as well as Twitter. Jennifer Horn, co-host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also crntalk.com. It's Jennifer Horn 2.0. We love the raspy voice. She is the warm-up act for President Trump. This is America First. If you enjoy the show as much as we love providing it to you, to the millions of you across the country, guarantee that you never miss a moment and you catch every single one-on-one. Please go to your favorite podcast platform. Go to Spotify, punch in my name, Savannah. First, subscribe. The price is right. It's absolutely free. Write a review. It helps with those dastardly algorithms. And be sure to share the links because we are in a war for the truth. Back with Jen in a moment.
ReliefFactor.com studios. This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans right now, me included. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and tens of thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Call today, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That's 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. We are back with AM 590, AM 870's Jennifer Horn. I want to ruin your Thursday. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
This is Whoopi Goldberg's reaction, classic liberal reaction to the tragedy in Uvalde. Cut to.
So that's the question. What are we doing? Because why are we always at square one with this? And I swear to God, if I see another Republican senator talk about their heart being broken, I'm going to go punch somebody.
And thoughts and prayers.
I can't take it in their thoughts and prayers. Yeah. If your thoughts and prayers were really with everybody, you'd have done something by now.
So that's their reaction to violence. It's more violence. I'm going to punch a senator. Fits in perfectly. I think she gets her honor badge from Antifa for that one. And then she's asking, why are we back at square one? Well, here's my question, Jennifer. Maybe, I mean, you live in the bastion of liberalism. They've had control of every organ of power for about 20 years out of the last 30. So why didn't they, quote unquote, fix it, Jen?
Yeah, you know, it's because it's not an easy answer. Believe me, if it were, take it with the video games and the guns, you know, we'd all be signing up. But it's not that. And we have to figure out how to respect our constitutionally given rights, our personal freedoms and our liberties, and keep our kids safe. And it can be done. And Whoopi Goldberg, by going out there and saying, I want to go out and punch people, punch Republicans who aren't taking action, you're part of the problem. This is all just glorifying this violent nature. Everybody who doesn't like anybody, well, it's fine. It burns cities. cities down and burn police stations down and attack them where they are, like Maxine Waters has said.
Yep.
If you don't like something, that's just adding to the problem. I'll tell you what is more substantive to me, Seb. I live in California, where we have some of the, if not the strictest gun laws in the whole country. I think it's pretty darn close. And California has a registry for everything. We have cooling off periods. We have we've outlawed certain types of weapons that can be sold in the state. We have a lot of restrictive gun laws. We still have crime. We still have shootings. We just had a mass shooting in Sacramento not so long ago. We had a church shooting last week in Orange County. They are happening here even with these gun laws. So why not do this? And I know I've seen a lot of this on social media, but I think it's a great idea. We have way too many soft targets in this country, and schools are one of them. Let's get serious about protecting our schools.
Yeah.
Let's get serious about looking at a single point of entry. Let's get serious about having armed security at every single school. And I love the idea that I have seen floated out there. It's not mine, but it's a great one, about having a vet hired at every single school,
right,
to provide protection. They know how to deal with the combat situation. And I promise you, school shootings like this will stop, because the people who go into schools are cowards. They don't go into courthouses. They don't go into police stations. They don't go into jails, because they know they will be met with fire. They go into places where people are unarmed and at their most comfortable. And so we need to take that seriously. And for everybody, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, because I don't think it's going to help us to politicize this at this moment, for every single person who does not support that idea, I think that they should give up their own personal security detail, because we are protecting the wrong people. We protect politicians. We protect celebrities. We do not protect our children. And if they don't like the idea of arming and securing schools, then I think they should give up their protection if there's not a problem.
Yeah, it goes back to the Aurora shooting during that Batman movie, where they found out during the trial of that killer, his name was Holmes, that he mapped out those places, those shopping malls, those movie theaters, yeah, that were gun-free zones. You're absolutely right. They're cowards. If they know there's a veteran with an AR standing at the entrance of that school, those children will be safe. Follow this lady on Twitter, on Truth Social, at Jennifer Horn. A last question of the day for you. Latest polling has the current incumbent of the White House at the lowest approval ratings since polling, modern polling, began. He's at 36%. That's Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the 36%?
Seb, this is the same question I have. I'm like, yeah, it's low. It should be. What? Who are the 36% who like
him? It should be 3%. It should be, you know, his family and everybody who gets, you know, pay kickbacks from his family.
Yeah, Hunter, Jill, the brother,
Frank,
and the sister, right?
Right. Frank,
yeah. Jim Biden and Valerie. I think those are the approval.
So who is this 36%? Help me. You live in California. Is it California?
You know, it might be California, but he's underwater in California. You know, I think there are only two states where he's above water. One of them is Hawaii, where they're busy drinking pina coladas and getting suntans all day. Of course, they think we're on the right track. In California, 50% of California thinks that the state and the country are on the wrong track. And so while some people will say that many, I say, look at how ridiculous California is. It is so blue. Most people win their congressional races in California, if you're a Democrat, by 70%. Even here, we are waking up and realizing we're on the wrong track. I don't know how you couldn't. What scares me is the next 2 years that we have to wait to get someone like a President Trump back in the White House who could actually turn us around again. I don't know if we can withstand another 2 years of this. Our country's in a completely different place, and it's a scary situation. And I'm not a fearmonger. I like to look at the optimistic side, but it's not okay. These policies, this lack of strength in the White House, it is doing us severe harm every day.
And do you think, given recent events, that they're just going to default to their old talking points in the midterms? It's going to be protecting abortion and gun control. Is that going to be
it? Of course. It's going to be abortion. It will be gun control. They will try to ignore everything else. But here's the deal. In radio or in any world where you talk to the people, and that includes politics, people always go back to health, heart, and pocketbook. That's how people vote. That's what people care about when you talk to them about it on the radio. This is what people care about. And if you have folks in California, I saw a woman crying last week on the news saying she couldn't decide whether or not to buy lunch for her kid or buy gasoline.
Wow.
This is a real problem in California, where we're approaching $7, over $7 a gallon for regular gasoline. People are now choosing to quit their jobs because it's too expensive for them to commute to them.
If you voted for this man, that $7 gas is on you. Thank you, Jennifer. Get well soon. Lemon, honey, tea, and not too many cigars. Co-host of The Morning Answer, AM 590, AM 870, The Answer, also CRN Talk. Follow her at Jennifer Horn on Truth Social and Twitter. Just because the Biden administration has paused their creation of the Disinformation Board, that doesn't mean the fight is over. Across the country, your constitutional rights are under constant attack, which is why I am so proud to support Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers. You get the same great service, but they are fighting the left. Patriot Mobile supports organizations fighting for your constitutional rights, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, and our veterans and first responders. They have plans to fit every budget. You can switch today. You can keep your old number. Call 972-PATRIOT. Use my name to get free activation, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Additional discounts for veterans and first responders. Don't fund those who hate you and hate this country. Join the good guys who've proven themselves already, donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to causes you believe in. Switch today. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Next up, my old boss. Stay here on the Salem Media Network.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.